841 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Jason, before we put Chris Weary on his command, I think you need to get me another headphone cord over there because it's cutting in and out, and I'm not going to be able to hear Chris. We really need to get the engineer to fix these things, as we've asked again and again and again and again and again and again, because it's really hard to do a radio show when your headphones aren't working. So if you would bring that over here and just here, over here. Take this out of here and plug it in there. And yeah, I don't know. Try turning those up then. At least I can hear now a little bit, and I will be able to hear Chris. Very frustrating. All right, a lot of stuff to get to in the show today. Absolutely packed from 9 to 11. That's good, Jason. Absolutely packed from 9 to 11. Yeah, we're going to talk about Michael Sam being picked 249th out of, what, 256? The Kiss. And I'm going to take on a Mother's Day hater. And confessions of a liberal public defender and what he says about blacks. That's just the tip of the iceberg, as much as we can get to. And I do have a lot of stuff to get to. I actually have several things in this half hour. We'll see how many I get to. We'll jump in right now. As you are aware, last week, Walmart unveiled their latest proposal for a downtown Green Bay store. It was immediately dismissed as more of the same, which really is a lie. I mean, there's really no other way to say that there is no substantial changes in their proposal is just a lie. It's one thing for the Walmart haters to do it. It's another thing for Mayor Jim Schmidt, well, no, I can't support this, when they have made substantial changes. Walmart spokeswoman Lisa Nelson has a column in today's editorial page of the Green Bay paper saying the new Walmart proposal fits downtown vision. It does. Now, as I have started to say, this really is a mixed-use development. Walmart has pharmacy. Walmart has groceries. Walmart has other retail items. And when you look at the design of the store, it has these as separate entities. It also has a faux second story, a facade, and brick, everything that fits right in, not to mention a carve-out of some 30,000 square feet for the city to use as it wishes. You may or may not be aware, depending how much time you spend on Facebook, Alderman Chris Weary, who is a supporter of the Larson Green property Walmart proposal, has become the favorite boogeyman of the Walmart haters. And I've made it very clear that that's no Walmart on Broadway Facebook page. It has nothing to do with Green Bay and everything to do with hating Walmart wherever and whenever they might place a store. They have made it their personal mission to try to marginalize, demonize, and shut up Alderman Chris Weary, who is a supporter of this store. Chris, also a friend of the show, and joins us now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good. All right. I want to. There's a lot of stuff I want to get to, and I don't have a lot of time, so I want to try to pack a lot in here.
Sure, I'm a quick talker.
Well, I want to. Now, your opponents would say you're a fast talker, and that's see, and that's another matter. That's what I want to get into. All right, you have taken comments on your Facebook page, and your haters on their Facebook page are accusing you of several things, and I want you to address those. They're accusing you of lying about the level of support in your district for this store, and that you removed posts that you didn't like. I want you to just take a minute and talk about that.
Well, certainly. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Well, anytime you put yourself out there, you're going to be attacked, especially if you're in public office. I'm used to that. I'm fine with that. Back when I was running for office, I hand-delivered a flyer. You know, it was partly election, partly asking for feedback on two issues, Colburn and Walmart. Please give me your opinion on these. Every household got it. Sent out a couple hundred emails, please give me your opinion. You know, I don't just put my finger up in the air and ask, you know, whichever way the wind's blowing, that's where I'm going to go. But I wanted feedback to know where people were at. I'm at maybe 150 responses, which isn't a lot, but Those are the people who really care, and I'm at about 73% in favor of Walmart right now. I have those documents available for people to look at.
Yeah, they don't like your percentages, and as you said, the sample return isn't that high, but as you've also said, you can't make people return them.
No, in the past I've put out surveys, and I'm lucky to get a little over 200 people responding, and that's just on a general survey. For whatever reason, people are just, they're fine with status, I guess, or don't want to weigh in. I mean,
okay,
we're open to comments, but we can't do anything if you don't let us know what you think.
You also, they're accusing you of taking down negative comments, and you explained to me what was going on there, so go ahead and explain that.
Oh, well, certainly, and, you know, I think I might be the only alderman with a Facebook page specifically for an aldermanic district. I think another one has a Friends Of, which is more of an election one. I really wanted it to be just for the district. I'm going to put up, here's when some meetings are, here's my thoughts on things. Just, you know, if you want to comment or debate me, that's fine in a different venue. And it became really just a slugfest. And when people in my district would post down there, they would be just attacked by people from not even Green Bay. So I did take it down. Then I rethought it. Well, you know what? If people want to go crazy on there, go for it. And so I put it back up. And if anybody wants to comment, have at it. But that really wasn't the purpose.
And we're going to get into people commenting in just a moment. As we're talking with Alderman Chris Weary, I want you to address the latest proposal, Chris. I think it's a substantial change. And I think if any member of council is going to be honest about what their responsibility is to the city of Green Bay, it's going to be very hard to say no to this. But that the notion that this isn't a substantial change, I think, is laughable.
Well, from where they were, really, it's been a year and a half when they first came in, and they've worked behind the scenes, even with the mayor's staff, which he wouldn't admit, you know, with Rob Strong and Don Fowler, who were on the Larson agreement, and they gave it the thumbs up. So from way back then till now, it is considerably different. I mean,
let's talk about, because there are two things. One is clear. I think the other one is less clear. There's the 30,000 square foot carve out that they would give to the city. And again, remember, they would pay all of the costs of cleanup and everything else. None of that would be on the city. Here's a part that I got confusing, that airspace over the parking lot. What exactly are they offering there?
If somebody wanted to build any development going over the parking lot, so that first floor would be just for parking for Walmart or for the development, and then somebody could build up however many stories for their development, whether it be a business or a living space.
Yeah, and is that right? Is that 500,000 square feet? Is that what I heard? It's huge, whatever it is.
Sounds about right, yeah.
If I've got that number. So, I mean, that's really substantial. Now, it's clear that, I don't care how Walmart does this, the mayor is not going to get behind it. And as I've said on the air, and I don't know this, I believe he promised someone that this was never going to happen. Plan Commission, Jim has too much influence there. They're never going to go this way. So it comes down to city council. And as you and I know, the Walmart haters, and I'm not going to call them opponents, they're Walmart haters. The Walmart haters are trying to get as much input from opponents to aldermen as they possibly can. So the mission of this show on this topic is going to be people, and I would limit this, though, Chris, to people in the city of Green Bay. People in the city of Green Bay who support this downtown Walmart store, and I'll let you pick it up here, their aldermen really need to hear from them, don't they?
I agree, because I think the anti-group is figuring if they can be loud and persistent, they'll be viewed as the majority, which I think they're not. And it's okay for people to contact their alderman and even say, you know what, you can keep this confidential because they don't want to be attacked. I've had people say, you know what, here's my opinion, but please don't release my name. I don't want that kind of attention coming at me. Because as you've seen on my Facebook page, anytime someone posts something positive, they're called foolish, idiots, not smart enough to understand, on and on and on. And I know personally they'll say they'll pick at my house, they're going to recall me, ethics board for taking donations and payoffs. On and on and on.
Which you did not, by the way. Make it clear.
No, I'd like to see that. If it's I didn't get that.
Well, you know they say the same thing about me, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have not seen my check yet.
I mean, still waiting.
I spend money at Walmart. I have never seen any money come back from Walmart. It's just the minute or two that we have, because that's another myth. You know, well, two things. I'll tie them together. Jim Schmidt keeps pushing the Velp Avenue location, and it's clear Walmart has said their research shows they'll make money there. But there's another myth that this group is really perpetrating and perpetuating, and that is that only poor people shop at Walmart. Now, obviously, because of their low prices, they do have a lot of low-income shoppers. But to suggest that's the only people that shop there is just ridiculous.
Agreed. I shop there. Many people I know shop there.
Yeah, I'm not a one percenter, but I'm also not poor. You know, and my wife, I was at the West Side Walmart yesterday. My wife, as I've said in full disclosure, works downtown, and she would absolutely use that store were it there. All right, there's last question because I'm tight on time here. There's been a turnover on council. They have four new faces, yours included. You're back on council. Do you have any sense at all, Chris, of what the chances would be of council approving this and sustaining a veto override of Jim Schmidt? But any sense at all the mood of the council right now?
Well, my personal belief is that this will pass, and the mayor's never vetoed anything before. He's always been a big bluster guy, so we'll see. I think we can overcome that as well, because that's a whole different issue. Do you want your mayor to determine something instead of the council? You might get a couple people saying, well, I might not agree with you here, but not on a veto.
All right, Alderman Chris Weary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Take care.
Appreciate it. When you look at what this proposal does now, the airspace allowance that they would give, the carve-out, the way this does fit in with the Broadway motif, and that there is no other viable project that returns revenue to the city, or really any, on the table right now. This is going to come down to the city council doing the right thing. Jim Schmidt has too much influence on the Plan Commission. It's not going to get done there. This would be one of the most disgraceful acts of lack of leadership if city council doesn't stand up and be the adult in the room here versus Jim Schmidt, who is not being the adult in the room. He points to all these other projects that needed a lot of public money. This would need no public money. Somebody has got to stop him on this. And it needs to be city council, because this would be an absolutely shameful decision to say no to this development. Now that I said that, I now have to defend Jim Schmidt vigorously. I've said he's right on two things, trying to bring the Pope here, although I don't think he did it the right way, and trying to bring the NFL draft here, which I think he's been spot on. Last week, here's what the Freedom From Religion Foundation released. City of Green Bay emails and documents requested by the Freedom From Religion Foundation reveal that Mayor Jim Schmidt and his staff have planned and coordinated a campaign to bring the Pope to Green Bay on city time. FFRF objected in March to Mayor Schmidt's invitation to the Pope to make a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, which was sent by Schmidt in his capacity as mayor using city letterhead. FFRF subsequently requested public records concerning city involvement in the papal campaign and recently received those records. Emails reveal that the mayor and the mayor's chief of staff, Andy Rosendahl, planned and coordinated the Pope to Green Bay initiative and organized committee meetings throughout the workday. Emails by city staff show a plan and schedule weekly Pope to Green Bay committee meetings, dubbed the Pope Mobile Committee by the mayor, reviewed wording on the PopeGreenBay.com website, and created meeting agendas. To all of which I say, so what? Using city resources to bring who is most likely in the top three or four famous people in the world to your city is not proselytizing, and it's not government endorsement of religion. Would she have any problem if they put this kind of effort into bringing Jesse Jackson to Green Bay? He's the Reverend Jackson or the Reverend Al Sharpton. Just because the Pope is a religious figure, the most famous religious figure in the world at any given time, whoever the Pope is, doesn't mean that this is a public endorsement of religion. a papal visit certainly would be a boost to Green Bay. That's kind of been the problem I've had with the way Jim handled this. I think he should have given it entirely to the diocese and then assisted in whatever way he could. I think that was a mistake. But that said, I still don't really have a problem with it. And I don't. And it's certainly, so what? So their emails discover that he's used city resources. So what? This is not an endorsement or a government advancement of religion. All right. Among other things in the next hour, I take on a Mother's Day hater. It's 8:56.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night?